you can be blown out, and they may never say anything to you, but you can never penetrate that account. So we want to be very careful in our approach to accounts. We want to try to make a turning point happen at the account. Turning points can be they let you come in and do a training program for the engineers, and you're good at doing training programs. Anytime you do a training program, by the way, you have to do a live demonstration. Anytime you do a training program in a plant, insist on a live demonstration. That's a turning point right there. I have never personally been involved in a training program that where we did a demonstration where there wasn't really, like, I didn't know that. And you get, you know, it's one thing to tell people, when you get on a shop and you make something happen, you can have distributors go, holy Christmas, man, I could sell that. I remember one time we did a training program for a company, and I was insisting on doing a demo, but I was never a machinist guy. I was more like a book guy. But I did, you know, do some machining with customers and that sort of stuff and learned a lot about it, but I was never really like you guys are, you know, really right from the start, nuts and bolts doing that stuff. But I remember we're going to demonstrate a drill, and it was a lathe called a LeBlanc lathe. I don't know if they even sell those things anymore. This thing was a 12-inch LeBlanc lathe, which, like, I think my uncle had one in his garage. I'm not sure, but we're going to do a demonstration with indexable drills because we're talking about indexable drills and all this kind of stuff. And so we got this thing set up on a 12-inch LeBlanc lathe, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is not going to work. Man, that thing was beautiful. Just drilled a beautiful hole in the part. Totally amazing. And distributors were involved in that demonstration. Customers, everybody thought it was really amazing. And that is really helpful in selling something. Because when you tell people stuff like this, we're doing this program, and I'm sure some of you guys are saying, geez, makes good sense. But like Rich said, when I go back to work on Monday, am I going to do stuff that I learned? You know, I don't know. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. You won't. But if you do a demonstration and you see it and you get your distributors involved in developing it, your distributors will learn, you'll learn, everybody learns a lot. Because things go wrong when you do demonstrations. And those are the kinds of things that you can get to show your metal, you can bond with customers. Live demonstrations, really, really helpful. Those kinds of things can be a turning point. And there are other things that can be a turning point. Religious things, family things, or whatever. Yeah.
One turning point I think we all had recently was that video that Don Graham had made for us on the TP2500. I don't know if it opened. Oh, yeah. I had people watching it, and before the video was done, they were asking if we had samples. I mean, it was amazing.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that could be a turning point in account. You just get, it's just something happens. It's different, and you know, the people all of a sudden they're receptive. Now you don't go from showing a video to converting all the drills in a place to Seco and all the milling cutters next, you know. It's, you know, it's like, hey, let's try to apply some of this, and then, you know, you start to become more friendly with them. You start maybe doing stuff after. You know, and getting back to that thing about entertaining and so on and making an effort for customers and finding common ground, selling is a family thing. Get rid of all your friends. If your friends aren't customers, you got the wrong friends. You need to replace your friends. Now, I'm not saying replace them totally, but you're in a territory, you got customers, there's going to be guys that like you and they want to hang out with you. Do it. And if you have like something where normally, you know, you're hanging out with OD over here all the time, he comes over every weekend. Okay, so you got this customer, Mike, you have him come over too, and the three of you guys hang out. And you start to integrate customers into your social life. And you get your spouse to try to help with that activity. And it's a family thing. If you look at Randy Barnes and the things he's done, when he doesn't take vacations, and I don't either. I don't take any vacations if I don't have a customer involved with a vacation. Because I love my customers. I'd go anywhere with Louie. If you want to go someplace, you just call me, let me know. We're going. Why would I take a customer of myself and waste 2 weeks of my time? I could be with a customer doing something I like to do, he likes to do too, and making it very tough for a competitor to come in there and get any of my business. Impossible. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, you could put some of that stuff on your expense account, but usually you don't have to. Okay, so turning points, we got that pretty clear. Try to pick an account where that a competitive share is less than 42%. Have you guys heard about the Lancaster strategic model at all?
Yes.
Okay. So if we go to an account that's got a big market share, it's going to be a hell of a lot more difficult for us to get in there than an account where, you know, the big share guy is maybe 10 or 15. So we want to try to look for accounts with without a dominant supplier, if we can find them. Can't always do that, that's for sure. And the whole we're going to talk a little about market share here in a bit, but let's continue on. We're going to look for a low market share competitor, a good match for our products, the size of the opportunity, you know, whatever it is. Maybe we feel more comfortable in an account that's, you know, has 20 employees or whatever, you know. So we have to kind of look and see what are the right accounts for us to work on. And if you're just getting started in your territory, you don't want to be shooting your wad on a big account and blowing it, you know. You'd be much better off backing off on the big accounts that you got to win down the road and, you know, making your mistakes on some, trying out some of these things we're talking about in smaller accounts that aren't so strategic. If you've got some accounts out there where there's a couple of brothers running some machines and they let you come in anytime, they're working all day and night, stuff like that, that's a good account. Because then you could go in there at the end of the day, 4:30 or something like that, and say, hey, we got some new tools. You want to try them out? And some of these guys will, you know, throw some steel up there, and you and them can screw around with the tools, and they'll order them from you, and at the same time teach you how the stuff works, which is a good thing to do. But you don't want going in there at 9, you know, with two brothers running a couple of machines and spending a whole day, because that's not going to put profits in your pocket.